As a result of years of war and underinvestment in infrastructure, a meager 3% of people living in Burundi have access to electricity. Most families are very poor and spend much of their meager income on kerosene or other energy sources, which generate smoke and can lead to a number of health and safety problems. Families also have to travel to purchase energy and charge their mobile phones. They spend a large proportion of their income on energy. Pedro Guerra is a child protection specialist with UNICEF.
Most of the population, they are in the dark. So we did a study with the University of Burundi in two provinces to see what are they using now and how much is costing that to them. So we saw that they are spending a lot of money every month.
As part of the End Violence Against Children campaign, UNICEF is backing a pilot project that brings light and safety to the most vulnerable. The light, which goes by the name of Nuru, to brighten in Swahili, is similar to a battery-powered headlight. It can provide a rural household with light for up to 10 days. Valerie Manirakidza, an orphan rescued by a child protection committee, is elated.
I saw a big difference with the light because before, when I wanted to go out in the night, I was afraid. And also at night, when I am waiting for the food, I use the wood. But yesterday, I just switched on the light and it was good.
The lights take 20 minutes to recharge through a bicycle-powered device. The programs carried out by community safety net organizations called solidarity groups, of which Valerie is a member. Solidarity groups such as Nawenuze have created a community caring scheme for women and orphans left destitute after years of conflict. Pedro Guerra of UNICEF explains.
The idea is to link the solidarity groups with the microenergy enterprise. So they will be in charge, every solidarity group. We are going to start with 18 groups. They are going to start with one machine, each one. They will be also in charge of selling the lights. So they will have the two businesses selling the lights and also recharging.
Leonard Ndirahisha, coordinator of a non-profit in the Gitega province, says he's pleased with the results.
The impact of the approach is that women, for example, are considered the persons who can improve themselves, who can contribute in the family. Because before the Nawenuze solidarity, women were considered like those who are to consume, not to contribute.
If the Nuru Light Project proves successful, it will be rolled out across the country. That way, most families will have access to safe and affordable energy, in addition to being part of a safety net. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.